One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ramble.
Finally, my boy Elon Musk made the car I always drew when I was five. Because that's legit what it looks like.
I agree, yes. 100%.
Games is the one where we like got to actually like go out and do crazy shit and get in stunt planes and go to Egypt and go to drive race cars in the French Alps. Like, there's so many weird, crazy things that we've done that I'm like, this is insane.
It was the most gradual shift. It's not like I just was like, and now I'm this. It was just like this forever journey into being like, oh, okay, now I'm like fine with how I look and I enjoy it.
All right, everybody, let's all do the circle. And they're just like, what? And they're like, what? You never done the pie circle before?
Isn't that just gaslighting?
Yeah, it's literally just gaslighting.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
This is all an illusion. There is a gas leak.
That's gas leaking. It's separate.
Gas leaking.
Yeah.
That weird, like, throat singing thing. That...
Yeah. Cell phones are on and loud?
Yes.
This microphone smells like burps.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Smoshcast. Today I am Ian, by the way.
Today you're Ian.
Today I am Ian.
Tomorrow.
Who knows? Who knows? And today I'm joined by who am I joined by?
Me.
Okay, they can't see your the people that are listening.
Okay, all right. Hey, it's me, Matt Robb. Hi guys.
What do you do at Smosh, Matt Robb?
I'm the VP of Unscripted here at Smosh.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo. I do the games. I do voices.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know me, you can see me on the games channel. I do a lot of stuff over there. I've been with the brand for many years. Mm-hmm. I like long walks on the beach. Is that it?
Yep.
Great.
That's it.
And the other person I'm joined by today is...
Oh, yeah, okay, it's me, Tommy Bo. Hello.
You forgot your name again.
Damn.
Tommy Bo is our memester, I guess you could say.
Yeah, social media editor / poster sometimes / talent sometimes / garbage creator. One time I ate a bunch of snacks, and then Olivia walked in and looked at my trash can and goes, someone likes to snack, and I'll never forget it.
Whoa.
Wow.
See, that's the thing about Olivia. Like, she is the sweetest person.
It was a wake-up call.
That ever did live. And then sometimes she could just throw a little dagger that just cuts deep.
Mm-hmm.
It started a good health journey that I needed, so I'm actually in debt to her.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like Arya Stark.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
got needle.
Yeah,
very, very small, but it just pierces.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Today, we're celebrating 14 heckin' years.
Yeah, we are.
Of Smosh being around and me spending almost half of my life doing YouTube, I guess. Because, a few more years, I'll be able to say... Is that how it works?
Half of your life. Yeah, it'll catch up to you.
Yeah,
half of your life will be...
when you finally turn 28.
Yeah.
Dang it. When is that going to happen? Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad that I'm 24 still.
Yeah, everyone is.
Just a young, spry 24-year-old.
Mm-hmm. As he coughs into the microphone.
Yeah. My hair just falls out.
The tops are coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys worried about hair loss at all?
Yeah. No, I had a moment earlier this year. My hair's super thin. It's a little baby,
Same.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as it gets greasy, it likes to clump up, and then I can just see all of my scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So I had longer hair, longish-er hair, and then I just, didn't shower a day or two. And then I was like, oh, the back of my head is like fully bald. So I was like, I have to discover if I'm going bald. And I just shaved all my hair off. Like I didn't shave it off, but I like buzzed it because I was like, I just need to. It's like, if it's happening, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be short haired. And then as soon as I did it, I was like, nah, I'm fine.
Yeah. There's one light in my house that beams directly down.
Oh, no.
From the top.
Uh-huh.
I figured out that's the worst light to have if you have like a hairstyle where your hair is like upwards, because then the light shines down and you can just see your scalp as far back as possible.
Yep.
And you're like, oh God. I feel like, I've definitely lost a lot of hair, but I feel like at some point just kind of stopped. It was like, toot, toot, male pattern baldness train coming through. And then it just like kind of just like stopped midway. And I don't know what that was.
Sometimes it just stops. Yeah. Also, you science. You just take pills and stuff, and it'll stop it.
Yeah.
Don't use the massage-y stuff. What is it?
It's called a masseuse.
Don't use a masseuse ever. Your hair will fall out. Uh-huh. No, the Rogaine stuff, but whatever the chemical is in Rogaine. I was told if you use Rogaine, you have to use it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it works.
But
that's
you're
the
like
thing.
Dependent on it?
Yeah. It does work, but the moment you stop using it,
everything falls out.
Then it's like, your hair's like, all right, peace.
It's that scene in The Craft, just all clumps out of your hair. Yeah, ooh. No, it's never good. It's never good.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, come on. I can't make my references around you. You kill me.
Because you just watch bad movies.
Wow. All right, Parasite.
Parasite's great.
It's all right. It's okay.
See, well, this is the weird thing in that, Rob. I don't trust any of his movie opinions.
Not everything. Hudsucker Proxy, you just watched recently. You said you loved this. One of my top five. Yeah. There are movies that I like.
That's true. I feel like... Fight.
Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah, we should also fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's fight.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You like overhyped movies. That's your whole bag.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. It is. You like movies that are like everybody loves and it's like the greatest movie ever made.
Excuse me, motherfucker. But
Whoa,
we're doing it.
Oh
all right.
My God.
Look, I was hyped on Parasite before people were hyped on that shit. I've been following that director for years and I've been pimping out his name for years.
What's his name?
All right. Bong Joon-ho, bitch.
Wow.
You got it right.
Good test.
Yeah, no, he did it. All right, that's fine. That's fine. I enjoyed it. It was fine. I just feel like it was a little overhyped. It was like Crash.
I mean, Crash is a bad movie. Well, okay. But when I saw Crash, I was like, wow, bro, this is deep.
Exactly. See? You're that guy. Who's like, everyone says this movie's amazing, so I really gotta love this movie. Yeah.
No, I didn't see it when it came out, and I didn't really know anything about it. I think we watched it in our screenwriting class or something.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
And our screenwriting teacher, I think, hated that movie.
Yeah.
But I think he was also just, I don't know, like sometimes it came off as like a little bit bitter. Oh, because I know he would always, I remember him like shitting on like Nicholas Sparks, the guy that wrote The Notebook and Walk to Remember. I think when you're a writer and I don't know, I feel like it's hard to not feel a little jaded when you see something that you don't think is good that becomes massively successful.
Can we fact check that? Affinity? Thoughts?
I remember Crash like being like, when I first saw it, I was like, wow, this is like really emotional.
Exactly.
And then
I'm pretty
like,
sure you said the exact same thing about Parasite. You're like, it's so great.
Parasite's an incredible movie.
I agree, actually.
It's fine.
I think I got overhyped. Because you were like, who wants to go see Parasite? And I was like, and I was one of the people who were like, yeah, maybe. And then that, like a week or two later, I was like, you know, they brought that up. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went to go see it and I was stunned. But after that, everyone's like, they're like, so it's a horror movie? And I'm like, no, it's not. I don't know.
It's about bug people.
It's about
It's really weird. Yeah. For some reason, I guess it's just the title. Like everyone assumes it's a horror movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's also just like, they're like, oh, it's like this like Asian movie. And like, I feel like, no, but like, I feel like most people, like the only like Asian movies that they hear about are like the Ring, right. Movies. Like, ooh,
or The Raid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raid. This is basically The Raid.
Yeah.
Go see Parasite. It's basically The Raid.
It's basically The Raid, but like upside down.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on the subject, but.
You like bad movies.
Oh, yes.
For the past 14 years, you've liked bad movies.
You just for the point that I created Smosh.
Yes.
With,
it was that moment.
That was the intention.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I know, man. 14 years, it's crazy. It's been quite a ride. This year, has especially been very interesting. Like, how does it feel for you guys? Because, I mean, Matt, you joined onto Smosh, like, what, like
about six years ago? Yeah, about 6 years ago in the golden era of Defy, when things were booming. And we were just burning money on making shows. That didn't end badly at all. And it was crazy because literally it was just, at the time it was, there was no editing team. There was no producer for Smosh Games. There was no nothing. It was Joven, Lasercorn, Sohinki, and sometimes Mari, because she came down once a month from SF.
Yeah, that's right. She didn't live in LA.
She didn't live in LA, and it was just kind of like, oh yeah, I guess I'll meet Mari eventually. And it was just us making content and chasing our tail and editing videos up until like locking videos at like 8 a.m. the morning of.
Oh wow.
It was a nightmare.
Ooh, baby. Yeah,
it was a lot.
Smosh Games was pretty aimless before you came on. There was nobody that we really had that was really sort of like taking the reins,
because
right. It was like Anthony and I had our hands full with like regular Smosh stuff. So it was like we could contribute to Smosh Games, mm-hmm. but we couldn't really like run the day to day.
Well, yeah, because you guys were also not living in LA at the time.
No.
So you guys would come down once a month and we would shoot like 7 game bangs in a day.
Well, no, they would come down to Sacramento. They would come up to Sacramento.
Right. By the time I joined, you guys were coming down. Yeah. You guys were coming down and we're shooting in that really sweaty room.
Yeah.
God, wouldn't you get burnt out from doing that many shoots in a day?
It's crazy that we think about it now when we're like, man, we can't do more than 3. And it's like, we used to do 7. And it honestly...
It was terrible.
It was a lot, but I don't remember the burnout factor being that bad.
Like doing like... I remember doing 6 game bangs. This is going to get flagged.
Yeah. Look, like, whatever, in 2013, we did 6 or 7 game bangs in a day, and it was great.
I do have to say, like, when we launched, and by the way, we are saying game bang for anyone that doesn't know the old Smosh Games shows.
I think they know.
But it's like we came out the freaking most fire names for all of our shows. We had Smosh Action Games News
Entertainment Today.
No. Update.
Update today.
Yes. So that the abbreviation, the acronym was SAGNUT.
Jesus Christ.
There was...
That's a Lasercorn baby.
Was that it?
Sounds right. Yeah.
We had Why We're Single, which was just a green screen talking head show. We had Top 5, because that was back when the internet cared about Top 5 lists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a Raging Bonus,
which was just our Whatever Nonsense Sunday video.
It was a bonus kind of episode.
Yep. You had Game Time with Smosh, which is just you and Anthony playing games.
Bad name. Boss Fight Friday.
Oh, Boss Fight. Yeah, Boss Fight Friday, which I don't really remember what that was.
That was just... They just fought a boss every Friday.
Cool.
There was like they would play a random game. Dope or Nope.
That's right. We had a little show called Dope or Nope,
which I feel like there's been multiple channels that have used that name since.
Yes.
It's like, okay, it's like not the most like original name.
No, but we're the first ones to rhyme. In the history of the internet, we're the first ones to rhyme.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was chaos. It really was. Like, we had literally no editor. There was no Spencer. Mm-hmm. There was 2 other editors that were burnt out. They hated it. There were 3 guys coming up with ideas. There were us shooting bulk stuff and just kind of churning stuff out. But it was also, it was after the time, because when Smosh Games launched, it was 14 uploads a week.
God.
Yeah.
Yes. Ugh. 14.
Yeah. Jesus.
By the time I came along, it was 7.
Yeah.
And I like, was still
Defy, because Defy was like, more videos equals more money, right?
Yeah.
Bahi, bahi.
You know,
unicycles.
Yep, exactly. Look at all the money. It was a nightmare. It really was. And every video, but at the time, because it was so fresh and so new, all those videos were doing well.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, we can't not do this anymore. I then came on, and then I hired a producer, and then we like actually started to build an infrastructure. And then Joe Barretta and I created Summer Games, because that was when the squad came along, and it became a little more cohesive.
And then, yeah, we've just been kind of trucking ever since on Smosh Games.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Tommy? Because you were hired on as like a social kind of like...
Yeah, so I was a freelancer. I was in the beautiful Defy loophole of permalancer.
Yes, an illegal loophole, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Super illegal.
It's chill. I still got crap health insurance.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I got hired on, what was the title? I have to like churn my brain. Associate social producer.
Yes.
Very, very niche title.
Yes.
I basically worked with Marissa, and at the beginning, I was just like, we were making, because Facebook just had this like setup thing where it's just like, you know, give us a minute video and we'll give you some money. So we would just like pump out these things of like trending and all that stuff. And so Smosh Games on Facebook was just kind of like this gaming update culture page for a while.
Hodgepodge.
It was
so
hodgepodge.
Much content. Because you were making way more than 14 pieces of content a week. Like you were doing.
Oh, we were doing like two or three a day.
Yeah.
Like at minimum.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But Facebook, my job changed like 8 times because Facebook continually changed 8 times. So it just became like, okay, now what do we make Tommy do?
Yeah.
So I went from just like writing stuff and sending it to like one of the editors and they just like put it together and I'm like, looks good, to basically like uploading some stuff. We did our streams, which I miss. Hey, that was my start.
That's right.
Gaming streams. That's where I like got to know all the games crew really well.
Yep, yep.
That was so much fun and bizarre and hell.
It was fun,
sometimes.
But at the time we hated it.
Looking back, I'm like, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But like, it's one of those things where like, why would anyone hate streamers? It's so easy. You just play video games like every day. And it's like every single day we're like, we had to stop everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything for like 2 to 3 hours and just sit. And it was a lot.
It was a lot, yeah. But it was cool. I got to meet a lot of the fans that way, just through like the mod chat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that and then got my meme start.
To meme Jesus. That
to meme
was to
Jesus.
Meme Jesus, yeah.
Mises.
Mises. Mises Mrice.
For those listening, he just gave a really offensive salute up into the clouds.
No, it wasn't offensive. No, it kidding. Was to meme Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It was the meme salute.
Thank you so much for recognizing
that was like,
the meme
that was
salute.
Like two, there was like two hands to
two
the
hands?
Chest and then the peace sign up top.
Yeah, but like up. Like
it's only offensive to boomers.
Haha. I haven't heard that before.
I have ears for the first time today. So I started doing memes for it was just like, here, do the Instagram for Smosh Games. And I was like, okay. So I just started like making custom memes depending on what was trending in the games world. And that was super fun. And I got to like learn how to use Photoshop really well. And just like, I don't know. I like all of my like little nuggets of talent came from just being like, I don't know, Tommy, do something today. And that was, and now it's totally different in another cool way.
Yeah, because I feel like when you came on, like, I didn't even know what exactly you did there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even, like, really, like, know you at all for, like, the first year. I just, like, because you would be, like, in a cubicle and you'd actually be sitting, like, right by where, like, our writer room was, which is where, at that time, that's where I was most of the time, but I was just like, I didn't really, really, really know what you did because Defy would occasionally just kind of like cycle people through with like different jobs. So I was just like, oh, it's just like a guy just like doing a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's about right.
So I apologize that I didn't get to know
you
sooner. No, it's
fine. I was tucked like in a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like buried in a computer or locked in the stream room. So it's just like, I also like in my like life was very much like at that time.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But that's how, by sitting by the writer's room is how I met Affinity. We got to like chat and stuff, so it was cool. And Monica.
But I mean, like, honestly, it's interesting that you say that you were like kind of thrown around and all these different things and now you're like on camera a lot more. Like, it's a testament to how we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because it's like, it really shows like you have such an amazing voice and such awesome talent at all the things we've thrown you at. So we keep giving you more things, hoping you'll fail. No, we keep giving you more
things. We gotta
break up. Yeah. But I mean, that's really really what it is. Like, honestly, every single one of us, like, that has been here for a while, like, the reason why we're here is because we're like, oh, well, they're really good at this. Mm-hmm. Let's do more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sarah started off as an associate producer on Pitt, and it was like, oh, my God, she actually really likes this, and she's really good at it and does a lot more. And, like, that's really kind of what we've done, and it's kind of this, like, it's this machine that we've created of, like, people. It's almost like a talent factory of, like, these people that, like, start really small and, like, grow their way up. We've been at Garrett. Perfect example. Garrett was a PA. Literally,
really?
He was a PA.
Whoa.
He was a PA for me on games, working under one of my, at the time, associate producers, and he was just this nervous PA, and he was very diligent, and he did a really good job, and he worked his way up to AP, and then he worked his way up to producer, and now he's production manager, and, like, he's great, and that's the thing. It's like, we take these people and that are really, really talented, and just we just keep wanting to just break them. Every single day.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Baseball Bat Fridays usually break
so
me, though.
Oh, fun. I love Baseball Bat Fridays.
Yeah. You know, it is Friday right now.
What, guys? Kevin, get the baseball
bats. Get the bats. It's time to bat the new guy. We should just, the next time we hire on a new person, we should just make them think there's some kind of, like, really strange ritual that happens at a certain time.
It's called hazing.
Hazing,
like,
yeah.
I don't think it's okay.
But is it though? No, but we'll be like, but we'll make it not something like scary. Like, we're not gonna beat them. But I'm saying, like, if, like, we're suddenly, like, we just all pull out a pie and put it on our head, and we're like, all right, everybody, let's all do the circle. And they're just like, what? And they're like, what? You never done the pie circle before?
Isn't that just gaslighting?
Yeah, it's literally just gaslighting. You just defined gaslighting.
That's another form of hazing.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Gaslighting would be like, we don't have pies on our heads. You're crazy.
Yeah.
and we're like,
This is all an illusion. Mm-hmm. There is a gas leak.
That's gas leaking. It's separate.
Gas leaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not gaslighting. We're gas leaking.
We're gas leaking. It's just a little bit of a leak. It's fine.
Got lost.
Sorry.
I saw you fall asleep for a second.
Yeah, I did. My brain.
One
my
of those
brain
micro naps.
Yeah.
How about you? Cool. How do you think it's evolved over the last 14 years? Mm-hmm. From just two young boys in a basement.
It's funny because, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that were from, like, that era at the beginning of YouTube that look back on that time being like, oh, it was, like, way better, and, like, there's, like, a community, and, like, now there's, like, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't think it's gotten better, and I don't think it's gotten worse. Like, this was just the sort of, like, natural direction it was going to go. As things get bigger, it stops becoming a community.
Or at least not a tight one.
Yeah.
Still a community. There are just several communities now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There are like six or seven Smosh communities. There's different communities. It's just there's not one cohesive community.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not like a YouTuber community.
Right.
It's like, oh, you have like the beauty guru community. Yeah.
It's not you and Fred and Michael Buckley sitting in a room being like, yeah, we made videos this week. It's a different group now.
Which, that did happen. Actually, no, not Fred. I talked with Lucas a couple times, but he never went to like any of like the big gatherings, because I think people probably just hated on him a lot, or I don't know, like, I feel like,
well, I mean, it was part of that era where he wasn't really a personality, he was a character.
Yeah,
so he wasn't really able to be himself. Like, you guys were yourselves from the get-go. You did characters, but you guys were Ian and Anthony.
Yeah,
he was, I mean, Fred isn't even his name, it was a character he did. It was Lucas. And that's why even like later on in life he didn't even know who the hell he was, because he's like, am I Fred? You're not Fred.
Well, it's funny because he came. So Fred was a character that he like created in this YouTube group called JKL Productions or something like that. And so it was like him and his like two cousins, mm-hmm. and they had this channel. And he did Fred as like one of the series inside it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fred got like way bigger than the other videos, and then he's like, "All right, peace," and then started his own channel. And then obviously like Fred became the most subscribed channel for a good while. For those that don't know Fred, it was this high pitched screaming kid.
Yeah,
it's really fascinating to go and watch and be like, this was the most popular thing on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. And John Cena is canonically his father.
Yep.
In the Fred universe, John Cena is his father.
Wow,
it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Before he was even a meme, just when he was like a popular wrestler,
Fred started it.
I think Fred made Cena a meme.
Fred created John Cena.
Yeah.
There's your clip. That's great.
It was so different.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't look back at any specific time on YouTube and be like, oh, that was the best time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we don't ever like really get a chance to just kind of like stop everything and then think about what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's just a never ending kind of thing. Like I was talking about it with someone yesterday on our shoot and she was like, oh, how long have you been making videos? And I was like, well,
like, Courtney, you know how long I've been making videos.
Yeah. It was Courtney. She
forgets sometimes.
She hit her head pretty hard.
We have those videotapes for her to watch so she remembers
every
everything.
Day.
Well,
yeah,
it was the Bat Friday.
Just got a jump start on Bat Friday. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, I was a little too excited.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I was explaining that like we've been making a video every single week for probably since, because at the beginning there was no mandate to, you know, be consistent with your content. So it was like, we go like 3 weeks without making a video.
Mm-hmm.
But by maybe 2009, you know, everyone started realizing like, oh, you have to like consistently upload and like make a schedule because then people know when to come back and watch mm-hmm. your stuff. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, we never missed a week we might have gone like maybe a year or two ago, we like skipped a week mm-hmm. once maybe, but it's like we've been consistently making content.
Yeah.
It's like if Saturday Night Live never had a season break,
right,
and just continued to go on forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, and Keenan would still be there.
I feel like for me, it's just always been just kind of like looking forward, never really looking back,
mm-hmm.
Except to make nostalgia memes about myself having breadhead.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wild ride. I don't know why we brought this up. Oh, 14 years. Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
Ian, wake up.
Is this where the flashback montage comes in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably wondering how I got here. Well.
Me too. Where am I?
What's my name? Are you my mommy? Bat Fridays. This Sunday on ABC.
It's like a misstep. They should have aired it on Fridays.
Yeah, as well. Look, they're booked on Fridays.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they got Blackish.
All day.
Yeah, every day. It's the Blackish marathon.
I had a tweet blow up.
Oh!
Wow.
Yesterday.
Tell us about it.
I don't... My tweet game is real weak, guys. It's like, my Twitter, I pretty much just make tweets for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you should be making it for.
I apparently don't understand what trends on Twitter, because I can't for the life of me ever to get like a sort of like viral tweet. But yesterday, Elon Musk announced the Tesla Cybertruck.
Ooh, Cybertruck.
Which is sort of like a triangle.
I would say so.
It's like stainless steel triangle truck. I tweeted that... I just said, finally, my boy Elon Musk made the car I always drew when I was 5. Because that's legit what it looks like.
I agree, yes. 100%.
Like, yeah. The wheelbase is super long, and, like, it's literally, like, shaped like a triangle.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's weird because I'm on paper, it's super stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm
yeah.
really fucking into it.
It was really weird because last night I was watching the documentary on John DeLorean, who's the guy that created the Back to the Future car, the mm-hmm. DeLorean.
Mm-hmm. It's Doc Brown, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, sure. That guy.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
He wasn't necessarily like a genius when it came to cars, but he was a genius marketer.
Right.
Like, he's essentially the guy that created the sort of like muscle car era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, oh, what if we just take this smaller car, because he worked at GM, and he's like, what if we take this like smaller car? He was at the Pontiac division, which was kind of like an old person brand. And he's like, let's put the biggest engine in that. And GM was like, no, that's not safe to put the big engine. We're against that. And he's like, oh, no, it'll just be an options package.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, fine. But they're like, we're not going to like offer more than like 5,000.
Totally.
And so he put it out as an option, whatever. They advertised it. and they sold like 40,000 within the first year.
Wow.
So he was kind of like, he was kind of a baller.
Yeah.
And then obviously he was—
Lots of cocaine.
Probably.
According to that doc. Or at least the biopic. He did a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. There might have been some cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the late 70s. So.
70s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
But I mean, like, he was more so a marketer. He knew what would get people talking.
Right.
And Elon Musk is very much that way, with a little bit of like culty vibes. Like, obviously there's like— Elon Musk is kind of like a DeLorean Steve Jobs mashup.
That's fair.
Like, obviously a very smart guy.
Totally.
So he's not— it's not just smoke and mirrors.
Right.
But
at the end of the day, I mean, and this is the crazy thing, I'm not a car guy. You're a car guy. Are you a car guy?
I'm not a car guy.
We've had this conversation. I drive a very safe Toyota Camry.
Mm-hmm.
And
same.
I
didn't know we were Camry friends.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah.
I couldn't have guessed you guys weren't car guys by driving the Toyota Camry.
Okay, let's just rewind to like 2 weeks ago. We were like, no, your car's fine. I'm not going to give you
credit. It's a perfectly great car.
Yeah, okay. So it's a fine car, and I've had to take it into the shop once.
Same.
How many times have you taken your thing into the shop? What is it? A Porsche?
How many times have I taken a shot for breaking something?
Or something. Anything, or you having to do anything?
I took it for its service, for its normal service.
Mm? Toyotas don't need service. They run forever.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So take that. But the crazy thing about cars to me is at the end of the day, it's probably the most expensive thing that a average human will buy multiple times in their life.
Yep.
You're probably going to buy a house once, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not— it's the most expensive consumerism there is. So at the end of the day, you just need to be a really good marketer. You don't need to have the craziest technological car in the world. Now you do, because that's something that people care about. But at the end of the day, as long as you market the hell out of a car, people are going to buy it and you're going to make a shitload of money.
Right. Yeah. As long as it drives you, as long as it moves, that's really all you need.
Right.
Yeah.
And status is such a thing. I mean, literally anybody who's looking in LA or in a big city, like, you're going to want a fancy, cool looking car, something that's going to turn heads, whatever the case may be. And that is definitely going to turn heads.
Oh, 100. I mean, there's rumors that he was going to be making a pickup truck for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we've all seen what all pickup trucks look like. They all look like the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
You know, they got a thing in the front and they got like a long tail and then that's it.
I reserved mine. I did. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm down.
There's just so many, like, just the angles on it.
It's so
like
pointy.
The wheel wells are like trapezoids.
Yeah.
I do love the tailgate, though. The tailgate's badass.
That's
pretty
cool.
It, like, folds down and then forms into, like, a ramp.
Yeah, so little clown cars can jump up on your
run
car.
Up into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, great action movie. Somebody just ramps off of that over the truck.
Wait for that next Fast and the Furious scene.
Oh, God.
Brought to you by Tesla.
Oh, they're totally going to use the Cybertruck.
100%. They use a smart car in Expendables. They're just trying to— it's product placement. It's just a really nice product.
Would either of you guys drive a smart car?
Absolutely.
I want one so bad.
Really?
Oh, it's so little.
No.
I mean, will I get— if I even like tap a curve, will the car just go and I'm dead? Yes, but it's so tiny.
It won't. They're like a steel cage. So you'll be fine in it.
It just feels like a little prison.
Do you live every day feeling like you're in a little prison? I want my car to reflect that, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
That's fair. I mean, the only benefit to driving a smart car is the fact that it's very small, so you can fit in tiny spaces.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
However, it's a terrible car.
Based on
what? Is it really?
Yeah. It's unreliable.
Learn us.
It doesn't even get good gas mileage.
Get good?
Get good.
Like a
Toyota Yaris gets better gas mileage than that. So all you're getting out of it is it's a smaller package.
Yeah.
So you can't put anything in it.
Great things come in Toyota Yaris's.
It's not a good car. It's a terrible car.
You can fit like 2 grocery bags in the trunk. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
It's a great car for if you don't have any friends, because you can't put anyone else in it aside from one other person.
It's called ride shares. No one gives people rides anymore anywhere.
Mm-hmm. True. We're all drunk all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Don't talk about me that way.
I made that tweet about Elon Musk and it blew up, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like that big. Like, PewDiePie will make it— any tweet he puts out gets way more attention than this.
Well, so sure, but that's like not genuine interaction. This is like legit.
Yeah, people actually found you. You were on Good Morning America. When's the last time PewDiePie was on Good Morning? Well, don't Google that. But other than that, that's great. You were on
that.
That's fun. Everyone's moms now saw you.
You know, my favorite thing that came out of it, guys, Ryan Felipe liked it.
It's Philippi.
Is wow. it Philippi?
It's Philippi.
All right. Ryan Felipe.
Nope.
Philippi.
Nope.
Ryan Felipe.
Mm-hmm. Star liked, of MacGruber.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
And
Antitrust.
What's that lawyer movie?
Movie Reference. Oh, sorry, I just wanted to be part yeah. of it.
The Lincoln yeah, Lawyer.
He's in The Lincoln Lawyer?
He's yeah. actually great.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Anthony Padilla liked it too.
Hey.
That's fun.
He's the star of
Anthony Padilla.
No, nope, let him finish. Let him finish.
Cool. So how do you feel about it blowing up?
Let's just go through and read all the people that liked it. Name after name.
Yeah.
All keep right. going. Okay, I got this guy. He's a husband, father, builder, co-founder of Block Inc., Space Chain, and others. Proud son of a USMC F-4 pilot.
Whoa.
Wow. We got a plane child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plane baby.
We got plane babies liking this tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, got this guy, Edward Upson. He's a football at Bristol Rovers football
he
club.
Is a football?
One whole football.
He's a football.
Just a football with a face. You should put it on a shirt and then sell it, and then you will not buy a Tesla unless it makes enough money for you to buy a Tesla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doable, achievable.
I think this is all very doable.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you put it on a shirt and we sold that shirt with the tweet, not in like in text, literally a screenshot of the tweet.
I'm going to go to, because we all know where SpaceX is.
Yeah.
It's like right down the street.
It's up in the, oh,
it's
okay.
in space.
Yeah.
We'll just go sell the shirts out front.
Yeah. Stand out front. We'll have a little pop-up. Yeah, like a lemonade stand. We'll just have shirts with a backwards S written in paint on a sign. It'll be great. I'm into this.
All right.
Great. I'm there.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, I like
but
this.
I'm very excited. I also am still wondering if it's a troll, if the Cybertruck is a troll.
I don't think so because he announced a bunch of stuff last night.
Did he not remind me? Was the flamethrower a troll?
I mean, not in the sense that it was made.
Well, then there you go.
The flamethrower was not a troll. It was just kind of a marketing thing, and it was also not technically a flamethrower. It was like a roofing torch.
Okay.
One of those roofie torches.
A classic.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't, you can't sell a flamethrower. That's illegal.
Right. It's called not a flamethrower.
Yeah.
And it didn't really, it was like, what, like a foot and a half flames. The flames weren't that big.
Yeah. It's a roofing torch, I guess.
Yeah. Roofing torch, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you ever need to, you know, tar some roofs, boom, your Tesla not a flamethrower will work great for that.
Yep.
Or if you're an influencer that, you know, just looking to burn $600.
Yeah. Yeah, we almost did. We almost bought it for a video, and I'm glad we didn't because it would have just sat there and Joven would have hurt himself somehow.
Oh, somebody would have burned it down for sure.
Easily. It would have been Joven.
Yeah.
It would have been Joven.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. I'm very excited to see you on the road. Oh, that reminds me. They also were showing off how it was. It's bulletproof, apparently.
Which is important.
Of course.
Because anyone that has a Tesla is definitely going to be driving through neighborhoods that have a lot of stray bullets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, the rich got to protect themselves for the revolt.
Of course. The purge that's coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then they also tried to show off how the glass was, like, armored.
Uh-huh.
And they had a guy throw something at the glass.
Was it a guy from the audience, like a plant, or was it like
No, it was like their professional thrower guy.
Gotcha.
And he threw a thing at the window.
$100,000 a year. Oh, annual salary.
God.
Tesla's professional thrower.
He threw this thing at the window, and the window broke.
Whoa.
Great.
Like shattered or like car broke?
It shattered.
What?
And then
so it doesn't even have that type of like plastic that all car windows have where it doesn't really shatter. It just kind of sits there?
I think it was like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he threw it at the other window, and it broke again.
Oh, no.
So then a lot of the presentation, like you could just see the windows are just broken in the background.
Nice.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's only $39,000.
So yeah, the lowest one starts at $39,000.
That's insane.
That's the broken window one.
Right.
They're selling that one.
Yeah. Otherwise, $200,000.
Yes. Uh huh.
The rear drive single motor version $39,900. So it's $40,000. And then
It's $39,900. That changes everything.
You're right. And 9/10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most expensive one, $69,900. Which if you've ever seen like somebody that spends money on a pickup truck, like a tricked out like Ford F-150, those things are rolling off the lot around that amount.
Interesting.
Like Ford makes And anyone that makes pickup truck, they make so much money. It's like the only thing that keeps like Ford afloat.
I kind of want one. I'm not a pickup guy, and it doesn't look like a pickup. It looks like a future car
it's
that
a
I would
future
drive
tank.
In GTA.
Yeah,
I'm all about it. Like I kind of want one. Because I need to upgrade, because I'm tired of you giving me crap about my super safe Toyota. So maybe I should just, I signed up. I added my name to the list.
Did you really?
Yeah, why not? What am I going to lose?
Did you reserve?
Yeah.
You're going to lose $40,000.
Hold on.
What?
It's just, you reserved?
Yeah, no, I just put my credit card in and I reserved. It's fine. What happens now?
What happens?
Yeah, what happens
now? I actually
now?
Don't know.
I don't
know,
yeah.
Wait, do you actually put money down?
No. Okay. You just put a name down. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to actually put money
did
down.
Did they say when it's coming out?
I don't think so.
I'm stoked for it.
But the future.
It's so dumb, and I love that somebody's willing to make such a dumb car. I'm all for dumb cars being on the road.
Except for the smart car, which Ian hates.
Except for the smart car. That's just dumb in all the worst ways.
Okay.
This is dumb in all the right ways.
I agree, though.
Yeah. That's my brand.
It's so 2020. It's like, hey, I'm a bajillion gazillionaire, and I want to make sharp, pointy thing. You like? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yay, I do.
And you know you've created something successful when half of Twitter is pissed off about it.
Of course.
Like, there are people that are angry about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, and I'm like, it's just don't, if you don't like it, then why are you making such a big fuss about it? So, you know,
that's why Twitter exists.
That's the internet.
Yeah.
Baby. Remember when Twitter was just for like, saying whatever was on your mind? I miss those days.
Yeah, I wasn't into Twitter those days. Yeah. And then I came back to it and I was like, oh, this is just a joke factory.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Jokes have gotten better on it. It's just funny that like people just used to be like, eating cereal, and that was
now
the tweet.
Now that's Instagram. Now that's where you go for that.
Tesla truck. I'm excited for it.
Hell yeah.
Bring it on.
Cybertruck, which is the even cooler name.
It is a pretty dope name.
Right? Cybertruck 2020?
Wow.
That's dope.
Each truck comes with a Keanu Reeves.
Exactly. Every truck gets a Keanu.
Damn, they should have had Keanu out there.
He's done enough.
Yeah, he needs a rest.
Yeah, he's done enough.
Yeah.
The boy's tired. He's like building schools or whatever the fuck. He's doing stuff.
If only we could all be as cool as Keanu.
We'll never be. It's fine.
No.
Give up that dream.
Hey, you were as cool as Alex Winter once. Because he directed the Smosh movie.
Yeah, the other guy from Bill and Ted.
Yeah, it's the other guy from Bill and Ted. See, that counts. He was the other half of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. That's true.
That counts.
Yeah.
That's your claim to fame. He's going to be in the next Bill and Ted movie with Keanu.
That's right.
There you go.
I am loving all these movie references from 1998 to 2005.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Journey.
It was like 80s, I guess, then. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've seen.
I have seen.
Okay.
The other ones, I was like, no.
We talked about Parasite. We talked about that.
But like, what was the other one? Crunch? Crash?
Crunch?
Crunch.
Yeah. I love that movie where Matt Dillon is a racist baker, Crunch.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Crash?
I've not seen Crash.
So Crash was the big controversy over Crash was that it was a movie that was just like, racism is bad.
Yes.
Okay.
It's bad. All right? See that racist guy? He's being really, really racist. That's bad.
So it was shallow as hell.
It was super shallow, and it won Best Picture.
And not only that, but also Best Song by, what was the name of it? It was the three... Oh, shit.
Dixie Chicks?
No. It was a rap song. But it was...
3-6 Mafia? No, that's Hustle and Flow.
That's Hustle and Flow.
Mafia. I'm thinking of 3-6 Mafia. Hustle and Flow is Crash. You heard it here first. Same movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's like the biggest... Because what else was nominated that year? Because like everyone was pissed that Crash won because it was just... wasn't exactly the best written movie. It was just like these characters that were like very one-dimensional, just being like, I'm the racist guy.
Yeah.
I'm the sexist guy. Mm. Yeah. And then all these people crash in a car accident.
Well, like two
and
crashing.
All their lives crash together.
Ugh.
Whoa.
You had Crash, you had Capote, you had Goodnight, Good Luck, you had Munich. But the one that people were most pissed off was Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow. That movie did some shit to me.
Did it?
I was like, yeah. Like a little half closeted kid, I was like, do that. It was pretty great.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
See, Crash didn't do that to me. See, Brokeback should have won. Yeah. It affected lives. Crash, there was nothing. You thought it was deep, but in retrospect, you're like,
I was really younger. Awesome. Yeah. Younger. I was younger. Younger?
Keep going. No, keep saying it.
Jounger?
Basically, Crash was not great.
Yeah.
Brokeback, incredible. Mm-hmm. Munich, mm-hmm. incredible. Mm-hmm. A lot, everything else should have won.
Agreed.
Except for that.
Agreed.
But yeah, gosh, guys, 14 years.
14 years.
What would you say is like your favorite moment your time here at the Smosh?
Tommy,
so far?
You start. You've got the freshest, youngest memory.
Yeah.
My brain all shiny.
Yeah.
Let's see. I would say probably like doing the Girls Are Gross remix just for the hell of it. And then like being able to like post it. That was freaking great. I just had a blast doing that. It was like out and I had like a free like 30 minutes at the end of the day and I was just like, no, just like screw around with this, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone liked it. And I was like, oh, this is great. And then we posted on Spotify. And I don't know, it was just cool to just be seen in that way and like my little hobby becoming like a thing I got to do at work for work. It was really cool. That was my favorite thing. Easy peas, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that was a surprise because like we didn't really know that was coming, mm-hmm. and then it was like, oh, Tommy made a remix,
yeah,
and it's awesome. It's also cool to just like be able to just kind of like get that. It like it's not instant gratification, but it's like pretty quick gratification of being like, you just kind of did it. You're like, oh, I'm just gonna fucking do it. And then you did it.
And then it was like 4 days later, it's like, okay, do it quick because we got to post it soon. And I was like, okay, I'll master it. It was a whirlwind of super cool fulfillment. Is that enough time for you to figure it out?
I'm going
to
vamp anyway. There's so many cool things we've done. Like games is the one where we like got to actually like go out and do crazy shit and get in stunt planes and go to Egypt and go to drive race cars in the French Alps. Like there's so many weird, crazy things that we've done that I'm like, this is insane. I think Egypt. Egypt is probably one of the weirdest and coolest things. Like we literally went inside of a pyramid and just like hung out, like me, Jovan, and Mari, and Garrett, and just like chilled. It was very weird. But I think that's probably one of the coolest, most surreal things I've done in 6 years.
Yeah, that was for Operation Open World.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for the Assassin's Creed.
Which we did. Mari and Jovan.
Mari and Jovan did a series called Operation Open World where they basically played Assassin's Creed. It took place in ancient Egypt. We then went out and explored Egypt as it is today.
And Jovan crashed a boat.
Mari... everyone got food poisoning but me.
Nice.
Congrats.
Because they all had tea, and I didn't want tea. The water's bad there.
Oh.
So they all drank tea, and they all got sick. I didn't, because I don't like tea. There's a little lesson for you kids. Don't drink tea. But it was, yeah, drink coffee. But it was great. I had a really good time.
That was the very first thing I worked on when I started.
Egypt?
Well, yeah, I had to like cut down a video for like the release of it. So, so that's fun. I don't know. That's funny. That's like
worked out. What's yours? You have nothing really happened.
No,
years.
Nothing really. Mm-mm. There's like things here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard to cut it down to one sort of moment. I think I'm trying to think of like the moments where I was like the most like proud of doing what we do. I guess like, yeah, like Smosh Summer Games Camp.
Oh yeah, I forgot the Summer Games.
Because it was like that was the second games we did.
Camp was a good moment for you because I feel like you and Anthony were like locked away in your rooms working on reading the script for the movie at that point.
On the off times, yeah. Sort of, yeah. But I mean, like it was because we did the first Summer Games we did was kind of like a, I would say it's almost like a test. Like
yes.
We went to this beach house that we kind of had, but it was like. We just went there for the day, then went back home,
mm-hmm.
and then came back out the next day.
Noah got in a car accident.
One of his many. and also, like, we were still kind of putting the team together.
Yeah.
And
this was literally, it was created for us to essentially get both teams to learn who they are. Like,
yeah.
we were on the far corners of the Defy building. We
with
never
with
really
Smosh
interacted.
Games
Smosh Games and
from...
Smosh Squad, yeah. So, like, this was literally, we created it as kind of like a cool, like, team building bonding thing, and then it happened to do really well, so we did, like, 5 of them.
Yeah. But Camp was, like, the first, like, real, true,
yeah.
like, huge effort into doing it.
Yeah.
And luckily Defy approved the budget.
Yeah.
And we went out to the summer camp and then stayed out there for, what, 3-4 days?
Yeah, about 4 days.
And
We all had bunks. We're all in bunk beds and like crazy big halls, and we would like stay up late and dance in the like the commune area, and like we had like a campfire. It was like a legitimate camp experience.
It was like a cafeteria. Mm-hmm. They had like different food every day. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Yep.
It was so good. And like, it was just kind of like one of those moments where I was just like, I had a moment like by myself and I was just like, wow, that's really freaking cool. Like everyone here, there's like 30 people here.
Yeah.
And we're all here to just do this like fun thing out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think that was probably, one of my favorite things we did.
Nice.
For sure.
Well, that's cool. Aww. Very sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, and here we are, and we're never doing summer games again. You heard it here first.
Nope. Cut.
Don't you dare.
It's out.
Don't you dare. I guess one thing I'll end with. Oh, actually, I don't know if we should end with this, but everyone's been posting these 2019 photos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Tommy.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. TOMEYBONES on Instagram, Tommy Bones, because there was a comment on a video and that said Tommy Uncomfortable Bone Energy, and I said, sure, that's a great brand. But yeah, yeah, I mean, I specifically hunted for the true worst photo that ever existed of anybody, but specifically of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to an arts middle school in which there was a theater program and an arts high school.
Nice.
I couldn't tell you were a theater kid.
Is it how loud and stupid I am all the time? yeah. And so I was in Flowers for Algernon, which I don't. Do you know this play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's very uh-oh. So it's full of uh-oh.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I was one of the doctors. Yeah, I had shoulder-length hair. I was, like, quite chub. There's, like, so few pictures of me from that era because I, like, wouldn't let anyone.
Wow.
A lot of problems came from that era.
Interesting.
A lot of cool brain problems.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, I mean, like, that's middle school, though. Am I right, ladies?
Dude, middle school was the freaking worst.
Chup. Yeah, but I am getting good feedback on that photo because everyone can't believe that's me. But, yeah, I hold a lot of cheek weight and hair weight. And, I don't know.
Well, you went from that to uncomfortable bone energy?
I know,
think it's a pretty solid glow-up.
It's a pretty solid change, yeah.
Yeah.
And it happened over, like, it was the most gradual shift. It's not like I just was like, and now I'm this. It was just, like, this forever journey into being like, oh, okay, now I'm, like, fine with how I look and I enjoy it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because, I mean, 10 years, that still just doesn't seem like a lot of time.
Right.
And I can't believe that in that time you went from being a 40-year-old doctor,
woman.
to who you are now. And I'm impressed. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Dad. Other Dad? You want to tell me too?
No.
Classic Other Dad.
Yeah, classic Other Dad.
Like, you can't get too much support.
No, that'll get an ego.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks. It's been a fun 10-year ride.
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta get on that meme. I don't know what my 2009 would be.
There's plenty of embarrassing photos of you from 2009.
I was thinking of doing like Boxman.
Oh, interesting.
And then just having like just a flattened box.
As
2019.
That's cool.
Funny.
Yeah, that works.
Funny.
Or like I know there's a picture of a recycling center that was on fire. There's a bunch of cardboard boxes.
The one near
on
us?
Fire. No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
Things are just lighting on fire everywhere.
Everywhere in California. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if that's the best way to end it.
I don't know. Who knows?
But we're just gonna go with that. So guys, there's so much that's going on right now, guys. Black Friday's coming up. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, guys. We got lots of great deals that are about to hit your faces on Smosh.store and MyFavoriteCoffee.com. So be on the lookout for that because there are some great deals coming to your face. And
great deals.
And we want your money. but also you get to save a bunch. So yay. On top of that, we're doing a really fun month we're going to call it like sort of like the reversal month.
Something like that, yeah.
Where on Smosh Pit,
yep,
we are flipping things on their heads and we are going to be punishing the people that have been punishing us.
Yes.
So we have Sarah, who is normally the host of Spelling Bee Bikini Wax. She is now going to be in the bikini table.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Inside of it.
Yeah.
Climbing her way down.
Yeah.
She has to see everyone's junks.
Yep.
We also have Garrett will be in Eat It or Yeet It. Yep. And we made sure it's the worst one.
Yay. Yeah.
Shane is actually Garrett this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Shane helped come up with some of the foods and it's yucky.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. We definitely set out to destroy Garrett as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And then we have one more. Oh yeah, the try not to laugh. We have all of the crew or a good deal of the crew mm-hmm. come and try to make myself and the rest of the cast laugh. And yeah. it's a great time. Tim comes through.
Oh man.
He really just showed up for that one.
Yeah, he really prepped. Good. I think he had the longest like build to a joke, and it was I love it.
Mwah.
Yeah.
So many things going on. 14 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. It won't be as cool as the 15-year kind of thing, cuz that's like something that like 14 is like a little bit weird to talk about, but yeah. I mean like it's still incredible that we've made it this far on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Turning 15 minutes of fame into 14 years. What can I say?
Oh, look at that. That's a shirt.
Yep. I'm going to sell that in front of SpaceX as well. Elon, hit me up if you need a test driver for the Cybertruck. I can be the crash dummy. I can... give me a car.
Hook it up.
And thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you, Matt and Tommy Bones, for coming on this episode. It's been a weird one. but when is it not?
True.
Thank you and I love you.
Aww.
Also, subscribe. Rate it 5 stars.
5 stars.
On all of the podcasting apps, because we need the stars, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Besos.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Did you say Bezos?
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.